May God bless everyone and all the sisters of the Church of God Ministry of Jesus Christ International. In the same way, the mercy of the Most High be with each of the listeners. We will be honoring, blessing, and exalting the name of our God with this reflection that has the title, "The Lord Shall Give You the Desires of Your Heart." And we will be reading in the book of Psalms, Psalm 37. Psalms are spiritual songs and poems inspired by God. When we read the book of Psalms, we see the biography of our Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, the book of Psalms encourages our heart because we see and notice within them that direct fellowship that the Lord had with the Eternal Father, where the Lord praised Him as well, prayed to Him, and the Father would hear Him. So then we may say, just as the Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Father and the Father answered Him, would hear His prayer, so then we as well, when we pray to God, He will hear us and will respond to us. If you, brother or sister, would like to have faith and trust in God, read the book of Psalm, and there your faith will increase. Your trust in God, you will attain much vocabulary, many words to praise God, and you will have those arguments to be able to present yourself before God in prayer. For example, many people ask themselves, why are there people who commit sin and prosper in their way? Why many times many people who commit sin, things go well for them? And here in the book of Psalm, verse number 1 of chapter 37, the Lord states, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." The Lord Jesus Christ, when He was in the midst of humanity, He thought what we thought, He felt what we felt, He would speak what we would speak, because He lived what we were going to live. Now that the Lord Jesus Christ was there on earth, He behaved as a man, as a human being. And as a human being, He was troubled and persecuted. He had many enemies. The Lord observed that these enemies, these people who committed sin, it seemed that apparently they were living better than those who were upright, than those who were striving to please God. And since He felt the way we felt, He felt our anguish. He felt that we were now starting to fret because of those evildoers were living better than those who were striving to please God. So then the Heavenly Father answered the Lord. So in that way as well, He may transmit to us that understanding. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious, because there are people who, in their sin, continuously are committing sin before God, and it may seem that everything is going well for them. It may seem that they're living better in many aspects of their lives. We cannot feel envy of these people and say, I look for God and look at my situation. Look at them who do not look for God. Look at the way they live. And if we think this way, then we are feeling envious. Let us not worry about that. Let us not think about that. But rather, let us think that we are doing good and that we are pleasing God. Because in verse number 2, it states, the psalmist states, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb." And that soon may be days, and that soon may be weeks, and that soon may be months or years. The only thing is that we should not feel bad, nor feel belittled, nor feel even less due to the prosperity of those who practice and commit sin. Let us ignore these things that may affect our spiritual lives. Let us continue forward seeking God, pleasing God, that God will know what to do. Let us take heed, rather, to what verse number 3 states. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. We ought to trust that we have a mighty and powerful God. Trust that we have a marvelous God. Trust that we have a merciful God. Trust in His promises. Trust in all that He tells us. Trust in all that He speaks to us. Trust in His word. Do His will. Obey God. And let us observe a recommendation. So much for Jesus Christ as well for us nowadays. Because we are going to dwell in that land, which is to take hold on to eternal life, to be with the Lord eternally, and God will feed us with His truth on this land and there in eternity. Glory be to the Lord. Let us remember, brothers and sisters, the promise that the Lord of heaven offered the people of Israel, that He was going to allow them to enter the promised land, to the land flowing with milk and honey. But they rebelled before God. They were dwelling with Moses for 40 years. That first generation died in the desert, and they did not enjoy of the blessing to enter the land flowing with milk and honey. But that land would have a symbolism for the future. It was a type or a symbol for the land of Canaan of the future. And that land of the future would be living with the Lord Jesus Christ. Us being called to be partakers of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And obviously, to rejoice of a complete gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the land of Canaan, the new land that God offered to the people of antiquity and they were not able to enjoy of. But the Lord Jesus Christ, with His sacrifice there on the cross of Calvary, with the preaching of the good news of salvation, when He came and was amongst men, and He changed that method of salvation to say that those who believe in Him will enjoy of the new land flowing with milk and honey. That's why the Bible states, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. And nowadays, us for our blessing, for the honor and glory of our Lord, we are enjoying of that land because the Holy Spirit is our comfort. The Holy Spirit gives us peace. The Holy Spirit is there with us and He is changing and transforming us. So for one day we may attain perfection, and when God calls us before His presence, we are prepared. So we can be there with our Heavenly Father, living that fullness, the land of Canaan, there and eternally. Praises be to the glorious and marvelous God. And it's for this reason we ought not to be envious of those evildoers. That's why we ought not to fret because of evildoers. Never. We cannot fall back. We cannot allow ourselves to lose hope. We cannot grow weary. Though 10, 15, or many more years have gone by, because living with God is the greatest thing. It is the greatest gift. Living in the Lord. Following the path of God. Because the gospel, brothers and sisters, is not tribulation. The gospel is not misery. The gospel is joy, peace, and liberty. How great. Hallelujah. Glory be to our God. Now that we are completely hopeful, listening to His promises, and trusting, knowing that those promises will come to pass, we are also enjoying of a pure doctrine, of the word of truth, of His teaching, and even more. Throughout this past year, we have been those living witnesses of a beautiful and marvelous doctrine revealed by the Holy Spirit. Now that we have acquired knowledge by our God through the teachings and in the sermons of our Sister Maria Luisa. In all of this, we may only find this in one place where the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, manifests with His power. And for this reason, we cannot give in, but rather we must continue seeking in pursuit of that new land, because the Lord stated that he who trusts in Him and accepts that which has been established by God will dwell in that land. So then, we ought not to pay attention to those people who commit sin, who displease God, who commit sin. Let us trust in God. Let us place our look upon the Lord. And let us do good, for He will give to us. Trust in the Lord and do good. And what does it mean to do good? To do good is not only to do a favor. To do good is not only to give a gift, for example. To do good is to not sin. Not commit any sin. And what are the sins? Those that are seen and the hidden sins that are within the heart. Because when we sin, we are not doing good, but rather we are doing evil. And the most marvelous, when we do good, that we shall dwell in the land. The land that is promised, the promised land, walking by the hand of our God and placing our look upon salvation and eternal life. And it states at the end of verse 3, and feed on His faithfulness. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, our divine shepherd, and He is feeding us with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, with the miracles, with the healings, with the peace that He gives us, with prophecies, with the blessings, with the joy. He safeguards us. He protects us. The Lord is feeding us with all of the doctrine that He teaches us, revealed by the Holy Spirit. With all of His teaching, He is feeding us so we may walk in pursuit of uprightness while we're walking in pursuit towards integrity, in pursuit of righteousness, in pursuit of holiness, in pursuit of perfection. And there's a marvelous promise for they who do good and trust in the Lord. And it states in the same way in verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. And what does it mean to delight ourselves in the Lord? To be continuously reflecting upon the Lord in our daily lives, in our hearts, and in our soul. As well, we are always admiring God for all that He does. There, we are delighting ourselves. For all that surrounds us, we are delighting ourselves for His manifestation, for everything that He gives us, for all that we see, and all that we do. That's what is called to delight ourselves in the Lord. And how much more when we come to a praising service, when we listen to a Bible study, when we are praying to God, reading the Bible, when we receive the spiritual gifts, when we administer the things of God, we delight ourselves in the Lord because we are rejoicing of an Eden, of a paradise, of promises that initially were given to the Lord Jesus Christ, but afterwards as well to His children and the children of Jesus Christ, His believers, to the church. How great and how marvelous is the Lord. And when we delight ourselves in the Lord, we do what pleases Him. We flee from evil. We are faithful to God. We obey Him, we believe Him, and then comes that which is marvelous. He gives us the desires of our heart. And there is the title of today's reflection. The Lord shall give you the desires of your heart. And those desires that deem best for us, those desires that are of the will of God. And the Lord does answer us. And He gives us the desires of our heart when we have our life set in order before God and if it's according to the Lord's will. And perhaps if something is lacking from you, we must analyze ourselves continuously, our situation. What do we lack? What happens? Perhaps He made a promise. God doesn't lie. But the fulfillment of that promise has yet to come. So let us search our hearts and let us ask the Lord to show us what is the motive or the impediment which exists for us to have not been able to receive that promise? He, the Lord, shall give you the desires of your heart. And when will He give me the desires of my heart? For Him to give me those desires, what ought I to do? Not be envious of the workers of iniquity. Not fret because of evildoers. Trust in the Lord. Do good. And delight myself in the Lord. This is marvelous. What a great promise. Verse number 5. Commit your way to the Lord. And trust also in Him. And He shall bring. He will act. He will manifest Himself. He will do the work. He will perform the miracle. He will perform the healing. He will do many things in our lives. He will transform the heart of your loved one. He will bless your children. He will manifest Himself in the material, in the workplace, in your financial life. Praises to the Most High. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He will manifest Himself in our lives. He will bring blessings in overabundance. His outstretched hand will continuously be blessing us materially, spiritually, in all spheres of our life. God will not allow us to lack in anything, but we must take into account what verse number 7 states when it states, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. And the Lord reiterates, we will not lack anything, because in verse 18 it states, the Lord knows the days of the upright. In other words, the Lord knows all instances of our lives. When we rise, when we rest, He absolutely knows it all. So that we ought to seek perfection, holiness. Those who are perfect are those who have been called by the Lord, the followers of the Lord, the believers, those who strive to do good, those who do not sin, those who do the will of God and seek the perfection. And what is there for them? In verse 19 it states, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Satisfied materially and satisfied spiritually. And furthermore, this beautiful teaching is confirmed in verse 25. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking metaphorically because He died physically at 33 years old. But the Lord was young. At that moment when He left Egypt with Moses, the Lord stated, I was in the desert 40 years with them. And afterwards, I lived amongst them many and many centuries. There, in the essence of the people, with Joshua, with the judges, when the kings arrived, when everything was destroyed due to sin, there was God. There was the Lord Jesus Christ. I was with them in spirit and they never acknowledged this. They never acknowledged me, the Lord Jesus Christ stated. That's why it confirms, I have been young and am now old. Throughout all of this time, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, never. But the righteous, a man or woman who is righteous, are those people who are living uprightly before God. Who is the righteous? Who is that righteous man? Who is that righteous woman? He who lives uprightly before God. He who walks seeking uprightness is that person who finds grace before God because they are living upright before Him. And if they are living upright before God, then God hears their prayer. God hears the petition. The Lord will help him and her. The Lord is going to extend His hand. And that is what we await from God. And for this reason, we trust in Him. Verse number 27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. And these are beautiful and marvelous blessings. Confirmed in verse 28. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake His saints. They are preserved forever. In midst of pain, in midst of tribulation, in midst of sickness, in all spheres of our existence, we shall always be preserved. For this reason, let us not worry about the people who commit sin, about those people who by committing sin prosper in their way. Let us not worry because they who do wrong, things go well for them. No, but rather let us worry about not having to fret, by not being envious, but by trusting in God, by doing good, by forsaking wrath, by seizing anger, but seeking righteousness, but seeking perfection, but fleeing from sin for doing good, and the Lord shall give to us the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to our God. We will now be praying. We will now be asking our God for mercy. Eternal Father, marvelous God, merciful God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your doctrine because you renew the strength within our being and in our heart so we may continue forward. For your mercy, all of us present ourselves before your presence. And in your mercy and by your mercy, we ask you to perform miracles, marvels, wonders, and great deeds of healings, of deliverance, and help us attain the deepest desires of our soul. Rebuke the work of the enemy with this pandemic. Descend with your Holy Spirit. Give to us spiritual experiences and glorify with power. All of this we pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of heaven bless you, and until the next opportunity.